Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're talking hoops, H-Town. Our guy B. Scott has all the latest from the hardwood in Clutch City.
Ain't nobody in here acting like no bitches.
It's the Rockets Report.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
Ron Hughley is out, Sean Bajani is in, and you heard the man. B. Scott, Sports Radio 610, not with Sports Radio 610, the man that makes it happen, the man that keeps it on the tracks, the guy that put it together, that consistently makes it better, and he is with us now. B. Scott, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm kind of, for the first time in a long time, if I'm honest with you, Clint, I'm a little sad that the Rockets season is over with.
Yeah, you find yourself a little bit bored about it, or what? Well, you mean because they had a little better year and got you a little excited?
Normally, the last 3 years, the Rockets season end, and I'm like, whoo, thank God that's over right, with. Right. Right? And now I'm like, oh, you know, I wouldn't mind having a Rockets game tonight. It hadn't been like that recently, so it's good. It's good times up in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wish the Astros would get it together, but that's his own story.
I don't know. You know, look, I want them to get it together, obviously. I'm a fan. I want them to get together. I mean, they are making it very interesting for us.
That is it. That, I will give you that. Team content over anything.
Yes. I mean, you want to talk about, obviously, this business, but then being a fan as well for as long as I've been a fan, and you've been a fan, Sean's been a fan. I mean, it's yep. It's painful. It's not just a team that's struggling. I don't want to speak for y'all, but for me, it's painful to watch. It's one of those, like today, just 4-2, man. And you just look up and you're like, man, we got one, man.
Yeah.
Me and Sean, there's a good vibe in the building here. And you're like, man, we're going to get us one. We're going to play a little celebration music when it happens, man. And you look up and it's like, what the hell happened?
Well, yeah. Well, as Astros fans, we're not used to helpless feelings over the last half decade or so.
Say it again.
It's been an embarrassment of riches. There ain't no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Michael Schwab on Twitter literally just took the words out of my mouth, though. He said, this 6-14 start by the Stros team is the equivalent of an 0-2 start in the NFL. It is true. It is so true. It just... Baseball, it gets you because it is so long and it needles you when you're asked for 20 straight games to start the season. You feel like it can't get much worse. It is going to get better, I promise you that.
Well, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but if the Texans start our 0-2, we're gonna have some things. let's not let that happen.
That's what we do.
And be glad that the Rockets have made some progress.
No, I'm gonna disagree with Schwab. It's a lot easier to be 0-2 in football than it is to be 6-14 the way the Astros are 6-14.
Was daily.
CJ Stroud's not gonna have to consistently mess the bed for the Texans to be 0-2. You've got your best players consistently messing the bed that have led to 6-14.
He only gets a chance once a week, CJ Stroud. These dudes are doing it to us every day.
Right, man. Yeah. I mean, man, like, it's but the point is, I feel it. I feel you, Schwab. I feel you. I just, being a football guy, I can't parallel it. I can't make it happen. All right, we got B. Scott in here for a reason. It's a Rockets report, baby.
Yes, sir.
We got to put a bow on this season, man. You got a 2024 season ending autopsy for us, man. Where are you at with the Rockets right now, and how did this season wrap up for you?
Yeah, so overall net positive. I know it's a 41-41 record, so you're exactly 500. How do you say it's positive if it's just exactly even? But if you're thinking about where they came from, the fact that the 19-game turnaround from a season ago is the biggest one in all of the NBA this year. So they are the most, by definition, the most improved team in the NBA this year. I think you can take some pride in that. They should take some pride in that, and Rockets fans can as well. And then when you parse it out, you should be encouraged by a lot of what you saw from Alperen Şengün while he was healthy until the injury took him out for the season. What you eventually saw from Jalen Green, we talked about it in you know, all of the previous weeks leading up to this one, how eventually, you know, really that month of March, he showed you why you would draft a guy like that at number two overall. The big thing is really like seeing it all come together, but you've got all of these pieces. I mentioned Şengün, Jalen Green, Amen Thompson, your rookie, the first guy that you drafted, and you drafted another two guys, Amen Thompson and Cam Whitmore. I don't know how you come away from this season not feeling good about both of those guys for whatever their role is going to be. And I think it's still a little bit too early to say exactly like what's the ceiling for sure. It's still pretty early to have a great feeling for that. But you feel good about them being competent, contributing NBA players. So you feel really good about the bones of the organization right
now. That's the most difficult part for, I think, not just me, but I think a lot of Rocket fans, is it's hard to see the forest through the trees. You know you have a lot of talent on this roster. I don't know very many rosters in my lifetime that I've really watched the NBA, and I watch it pretty close, where I've seen such a collection of young talent at one point in time. Rafael Stone was asked yesterday at the end of season media availability about the likelihood that there is significant change this offseason. Will the Rockets go out and get a guy or guys? Will they keep this core group together? And he, in a roundabout way, said, like, hey, this team is good. I like our team. There's no need to really go out and get X guy, is how he put it. Do you agree with that kind of mentality? How much are you actually buying what Rafael Stone is peddling?
I think it's kind of tough, because I understand where he's coming from. And I do agree from the standpoint of the way they've invested in the team, or the way that they've built the team. Mm-hmm. They've got six first round draft picks over the past 3 years that are on the team. That's six guys right there. They just threw big money at two guys in the offseason last year, in Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet. Now, those are two guys whose contracts you could theoretically move off of if you wanted to get cute and smart with the money and with the math, and maybe trade one of those guys. So maybe that's where it could come from. But otherwise, you've got those guys under contract. And then you did make a fairly significant move in trading for Steven Adams, who's going to play for you next year, assuming that he's healthy, and all indications are that he will be.
Yeah.
So there, I just named you nine guys right there, and all of those guys are going to play. You know, so I think that this is mostly the team. How do you go from here to there? Like, how do you go from extremely mid to pretty good? Like, not just talking about competing for the play-in, but actually being a playoff team. That is going to come in how these young players develop. Like, what does Jalen Green look like in year four? Can not just play 82 games, but can you take your month of March and stretch it over the course of, say, 70 games, 75. Yeah, every game ain't got to be a home run. Ain't got to be a hit. But can we get some level of consistency with that? How does it fit with Alperen Şengün? And I'm a fan of it. I think it can fit, but we've got to see more of it.
Let me correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm hearing both of you guys really say, because Sean, you watch the Rockets and cover the Rockets. What, I mean, you're not expecting a big ad. I mean, a big.
I'm not.
I mean,
I'm not. And that's the tough part about it. You feel good. Again, I mentioned the whole thing about maybe you could trade one of these guys' contracts.
Sure.
I would not rule that out. I would not rule a trade out. The big ad is going to come at the sacrifice of someone. Now, who is that? I cannot tell you. But that's how the big ad is going to come. It's going to come at the sacrifice of someone, if it comes at all. Otherwise, you feel good about the progress that you made this season. It's undeniable progress. But there's a hard time imagining how it goes from here to there without what this season looked like looking much better next year, right? Like, you just you have to have that internal improvement between Alperen Şengün, Jalen Green, Amen Thompson, and the fact that the one thing that makes me uncomfortable about all of this is that these are probably your three core guys, your highest ceiling guys. None of them consistently shoot the ball.
It's remarkable that you
that's a tough one.
You can rattle off six freaking first round picks and literally say hit, 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 hit. That, the Rockets hit on all of them, dudes. Like, you see the potential in every single one of those guys. The flashes of Amen. Cam looked like he could be a legitimate sixth man, if not a real good starter in this league this year. I mean, you can go up and down the list. It's just Rafael Stone is going to have to make a very difficult move at some point in time, because I don't buy at all what he said yesterday. Yeah, I could see us re-signing all of our first-round picks. Man, come on. You tell me the last damn NBA team or franchise period in any sport that was able to do that over the course of, like, three drafts. It just doesn't happen. But you've got to take a significant step. And Ime Udoka is only going to be patient for so long. That is a winning basketball coach. And they've got to take that next step at some point next year.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned about Udoka, because that's another. I don't want to underplay that and the difference in what this team looks like, what this team is going to look like going forward. That was a home run move. Hiring Ime Udoka. Yeah. Like, I think we can universally say that. Ain't no coaching problems over there with the Rockets. Like, you can nitpick at little things here and there, but they've got a leader over there, a leader of men over there for sure. But to your point about the hitting on the picks, I agree with you. But there is still a question to what degree did they hit on the picks, and do all the picks fit together? I still think that they've got to answer that open question.
I trust Ime to make that decision about the fit, though. And there's your odd man or men out to maybe go get you that bigger fish to improve this team.
Well, you want to talk about big fish. You want to talk about a fit.
Yeah.
B. Scott.
Do it.
I heard a little audio the other day.
All right.
And I thought it'd be Scott. I thought about my boy. I was like, this guy B. Scott written all over it. Megan Thee Stallion.
I'm a fit.
I'm going to tell you. Hey, I never would have thunk it, B. Scott. This right here is Megan Thee Stallion talking about the kind of gentleman she prefers.
But you know what? I like skinny guys.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. They either have to be skinny or they have to be buff. Like, no in between.
Oh, like super light or
like, not like super buff, like big neck. Like,
right. Like, you don't want short, no neck.
I don't want no neck. Like, don't have the veins popping out and shit. But like, he either has to be like, you know, pretty athletic, but like.
But you would date a guy slimmer, smaller, like more petite guys. Than you.
He got to be taller than me though. But skinny, hell yeah, I like that. That's cute to me.
It's cute.
B. Scott.
She gravitated. I'm just going to say.
Taller than her? I don't remember what. Are you taller than
her? I am taller than her. I got a
and
good,
she had heels on.
I got a good 3 inches on her.
Oh, you're there.
I got a good three inches on her.
The minute I saw it, B. Scott, I
Megan Thee Stallion's 5'10", according to the Google machine.
Okay, so 2 inches on her. Fine.
There you go.
But I'm taller. All right? I'm 6 feet. I'm 6 feet flat. And also not in between. You're not going to confuse me with buff. You're not going to even call me medium size. I'm flat out skinny. Y'all see me on Twitch and YouTube.
She thinks that's cute, baby. Hey, I thought, damn, be skeezy. He got to circle back, man.
Time to slide in them DMs, bro.
Hey, I'm a DM and be like, hey, I'm 170 pounds with my wallet in my pocket, my wallet and my phone in my back pocket.
Keys, too.
6'1", 170, baby. H-Town, come on through.
Holla at your boy.
All right, be skeezy, man. Look, with the Rocket Report's been great.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scored.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.